Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Michael Feldman.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Let's see. Kelsey Balk. Will men ever be comfortable on the playground? Some of them are a little too comfortable on the playground, is what I'm afraid. What, Kelsey? What? Okay. Comfortable on the playground. I mean, like taking your kids to the playground? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, there's a little bit more behind the question than originally when you think, but it's a shorter way of phrasing it. I think that a lot of more women are becoming the breadwinners in the family, and I think that there's still a stigma for men that they need to be the breadwinner. So I was curious if you thought that men will ever feel comfortable with that.
You mean on the playground?
Right. Will they be comfortable to be the ones taking the kids to the playground, taking the kids to daycare?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I was so comfortable on the playground. But it was with the mommy's groups I wasn't too comfortable. Because you have these groups where all the mommies get together with their kids, and when a guy walks in there, they all suddenly shut up, you know, and then they...
Well, they're talking about lactation or something.
Yeah, all right. Or they're in the middle of showing stretch marks and stuff. And I mean, I got stretch marks. I'd be happy to share, you know, but no, okay. I don't really feel it. I don't know. My experience, it wasn't... It was great. I love doing that stuff.
Good.
It's when they get to be teenagers I get uncomfortable. Then you're sort of out of the picture, but yeah. Okay. All right, so are you in that situation yourself?
No.
Do you foresee that happening?
Possibly.
Okay, well, think about it. You know, I'll think about it there. Playground duty, no, that was cool. Except I kept hitting my head on the slide thing. That was on their park. And, you know, when she was real little, I had to take her up the stairs or the slide and stuff, and there was a little overhang, and I always banged my head on it as I was putting her down the slide. And I actually could have died after, if she'd stayed that age for much longer. Why did you not say anything about the dress code for this show? John Grindy? Grind? Grind? Grindy? Realtor? Grindy? Mr. Grindy, stand up, Mr. Grindy. You are not dressed properly, sir.
Well, never.
Dress shirt. Well, a show like this?
Well, I was raised, I never gave a thought to the fact that it was a radio show,
yeah.
And people aren't going to see you anyway, but in preparation for coming, I thought, I asked someone who had been at one of your shows before, what's the dress code for this thing?
Yeah.
And she looked at me and said, this is radio, John.
Yeah, and you need a pocket protector, mister, if you're going to stick these pens and things in your shirt pocket, because they leak.
Yeah, I know. I've ruined some shirts because of that. But
well, do you feel underdressed, overdressed?
I feel overdressed. Yeah, I do.
Want to take something off? Go ahead. We're very casual around here. Oh my God, he's doing it. Okay, Grindy, sit down, will you please? You're getting out of hand. Nice to meet you, though. Thanks for coming.
Thank you very much.
I see you. Yeah, thank you. Elizabeth Rammel? Elmhurst? Rammel, okay. You would know, I guess. First time for me. I know you're famous from this radio show, so do you know Justin Bieber? If you do, then can I meet him? Oh, the Biebs? Yeah, stand up, dear. That's a... You want to know the Biebs?
I do.
I could hook you up real easy.
Really easy?
Yeah.
Okay, do you have his number?
No, but I have the sheriff. I have a... Would you like to meet Tim Rodenberg, the sheriff of Claremont County? I can.
Well, he's sitting right here. I can easily meet him.
Yeah, no, I know. That's easier, a little easier than the Biebs. I'll have to make a few calls. And...
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, okay.
Or a concert ticket. Chicago concert?
No, I can't get you a ticket. Are you kidding? Are you crazy?
It's only a few thousand.
Speeding ticket.
Speeding ticket, yeah. We get you a speeding ticket in Claremont County.
I don't have my license.
I mean, that'd be a big deal for you if you met the Biebs, right?
Very big deal.
Okay, well, I'll put that past him. Yeah, no, we're Facebook friends. Oh, yeah, we all know each other as celebrities, though. Pretty amazing that. Then, of course, there's Mike Rommel. You must know him. Is it Rammel or Rommel?
Rommel.
Rommel, I got it right. Stand up here, Mike. And he's a mailman. Let me shake your hand. Mailmen are my favorite people.
Thank you.
You know, rain or shine or sleet. The audience is over there if you want to see them. There you go. There, that's Mike. And you're out there. Are you a rural route carrier or city?
City carrier.
City carrier, yeah.
Out there in the elements.
Yeah, out there in the elements in Elmhurst.
Right, right.
The Elmhurst Mints.
Right.
Yeah. You got a day off, huh?
I'm on vacation.
You are? Yeah. So what's a mailman's holiday like? You go walking around various places? Just go on various porches for no reason?
Stay home and try to be cool.
Right, this is part of the tour, I imagine.
Right, we're going. We're on vacation, going to northern Wisconsin.
You are
going fishing.
Going fishing. You may right. Well, stop before fishing. You got your bait and everything?
We got our poles.
What are you going to use for bait up there?
Suckers.
Well, there's one born every minute. That's the beauty of it. So it's easy to get bait, you know.
Right.
What are you fishing for, and where are you
muskies.
Going? Muskies. And where are you going?
Mercer, Wisconsin.
Mercer. You got muskies up there?
Yes, sir.
In town, or you got to go on the lake again?
No, on the lake.
Yeah. Probably some guys got them in their freezer, probably. You just save yourself a lot of trouble, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Great. Thanks to see you. Oh, I see. Oh, your garage. Oh, here's what we got. My garage collapsed. How do I get my bike out of the garage to get to work? You ride a bike to work?
Right, right. Yeah. I live close to the post office.
How did your garage happen to collapse?
We had a storm last Sunday, and four trees fell on our garage and totally wiped it out.
Terrible.
Yeah. So that's why we left home, just to get out of there.
Yeah. It's so lucky you don't keep the car in the garage, though.
It was close. Yeah. The storm came. We had it outside, but yeah, it was everything. All the garage sale stuff is inside the garage right now.
Yeah. You know, because a guy's reaction would be, if a storm's coming, pull the car in the garage. You know, and that's absolutely the wrong. It's counterintuitive. Right. To pull your car out of the garage.
Right, right.
Good, but you lost the bike, huh? Is it in there, you know?
Well, it's in. We can't. The doors, everything's jammed. You can't get nothing in the garage. You can't open the garage door.
Have you tried going through the window?
Yeah, but we can't get the bike out the window though.
No. Pieces, you could. Right. The way it is now, you're probably
right.
All right. Well, I hope you get to take care of it. Have a great vacation.
Thank you.
Yeah, very nice to meet you. Thank you for delivering our mail. How are we doing time-wise there, Mike?
Might be good to start the quiz sometime.
You're thinking that?
Maybe.
What time is it?
Well, it's 11:33.
Yeah.
Huh? You can go longer.
You got some time.
I got a little time? Okay, thank you.
I'm just trying to be more
vigilant. He's new here, you know, he doesn't know.
Yeah.
Never heard the show before coming here. Have you ever realized the relationship between dwarves and eagles? Peter Waxberger of Boone, Iowa. Hey, Peter. Oh, how are you?
All right.
I have never heard of any such thing. Can you explain to me what you mean?
Well, it's actually a trick I used to get your attention to draw attention to a Wisconsin treasure that a lot of people might not be aware of. That's Eagles for Kids. It's an eagle cam similar to what some people may have seen in Decorah, but it's run by third and fourth graders at Blair Taylor Elementary School.
Yeah.
And I am.
Where is Blair Taylor Elementary School?
In Blair.
Taylor. One of the two, I knew that.
Well, Blair, Wisconsin is in the western part of the state. And
can we see this cam online? We go online?
Yes. There's Eagles for Kids, the number four, not the word four, on the Ustream that most people are familiar with. And they also have their own website, eaglesforkids.com. And you can pick the stream up from there.
Well, that's cool. You snagged me on this one, but it was worth it. Thank you. Check out that site. Very nice to meet you. Peter Waxberger from Boone, Iowa. All right. We have people who are having girl time here. That could be cool. Gail Vanderlyn. And is that the girls there having girl time? Let's go and see what they're doing in a girl time. It's like playtime with the mothers and stuff. You never really know what goes on during girl time. I keep meaning to take some good girl time. You ever done girl time?
Oh, I wish I have.
Yeah. Okay. Because I guess, I don't know if there's, are there boys involved in girl time ever? No? No boys?
Not allowed.
No,
No. That's the reason for girl time.
Is to get away from boys?
To not have boys around, ever.
Well, for
a while.
You seem pretty vehement about this. I'm not going to press you on it.
Yes.
No boys ever for a while.
For a while. Yeah, for a few days.
A few days without any males of any sort?
Right. Yes, of any sort.
Not even like dancers or, you know.
I don't think we're even interested in that.
No. Well, who would be, really? I mean, not me so much, you know. This would not interest anybody.
That's why I said that, yeah. I was kinda...
But, you know, a good male dancer, it might be, you know, spark up girl time, don't you think?
No.
Well, how do you feel about that? You want to weigh in on it?
I'm not with this group.
But certainly you've had girl time.
Yes, I have.
Is your girl time much like their girl time without any males at all?
No, I like the males.
Males and girl time. Oh, okay, but all right, so then what sort of events then go on? How long is it, all weekend girl time?
It's an all weekend girl time, yes. We finished off a couple of pitchers of beer and walked in the heat and shopped and laughed a lot. Lots of laughing.
Mostly about men things?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. That's the only time you can laugh about men is when they're not around.
Yeah.
Because otherwise they just don't understand it.
Yeah, they wonder why you're laughing hysterically. And nothing is funny, right?
Yeah.
We know something is funny.
We know something's funny.
Yeah, we
yes.
know it too, actually. Did you anything you want to add?
She said it all.
Yeah. So girl time, and then what's the next big event for your girl time?
We got to do ice cream, right? That was on the list. We had the beer. We got to do the ice cream. And then we'll probably do beer again. And then then we'll probably... and then maybe we'll canoe. And then maybe we'll walk. And then we'll probably do beer again.
Oh, okay.
And then...
That sounds a lot like guy time, you know? It's amazing. You might have more in common than you think.
No, I don't think so. No. They can do beer time, but they don't do the laugh time. They just kind of do the serious, you know, beer time. And nothing else.
Well, you've never really been around guy time, have you? I mean, just
kind of... Yeah, I've been in guy time.
Well, yeah, you think you have, but you haven't really. As long as there's a female observer, we're a little bit different, you know. Guy time, nobody says anything. It's really beautiful. They just drink, and no one says a word.
Right. Guys do beer time, they don't talk, and then they just, you know, scratch themselves and do whatever they're doing, but they don't like...
Oh, yeah, and girls don't scratch themselves. Yeah.
No personal communication whatsoever. No personal thoughts. No.
It goes beyond mere speech when you're a guy drinking. It is. There's something to it, you know. Well, anyhow, have a great girl time. Sorry if I got in the way at all. With my own little, have a lot of fun. We're going to play another round of the What Do You Know quiz because some of you said to me not so long ago, hey, how come I've never been on the What Do You Know quiz? And so I don't know who that was, but it might have been just in my dream. But let's see the hand now of anybody who says, you know, I could have done that. I saw that first quiz there earlier, and I don't see why you... But no, don't point to other people. That is so wrong. Look at now he's doing it. Yeah, stop pointing to other people. Okay, I think you're the one because you're not pointing at anybody else. Yeah, I guess you'll stand up here and say hello. You are?
Mary Frances Wilkins.
Mary Frances Wilkins, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Are you from around here? Or?
I'm from the suburbs of Chicago, Plainfield, Illinois.
Plainfield, okay. And Mary Frances, give me one good reason why you, Mary Frances, should play this quiz.
Well, he did it last year, and I want to beat him.
You want to beat him? Okay. I thought you looked familiar. Okay. Come on down here, Mary Frances. Do you prefer the both names, the Mary and the Frances together? Mary Fran, okay, that's cool. Walk this way if you would. Watch out for the stand here. He reads music, he likes to show off at that stand. Mary Fran, have a seat if you would. I'll change your water. Here's some brand new water. All right, there you go, Mary Fran. Peace you.
Thank you.
The first. Is it hot down by you too, I suppose, huh?
Yes, pretty hot down there. But we're up, we're staying a long weekend up in Lake Delton. We have a little condo up there, so it's
nice. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. So you're one of those Illinois interlopers.
Exactly.
That we get up here in Wisconsin in your fancy foreign cars.
Yeah, ours is a Toyota. Woo.
Driving, well, it's foreign, and driving on our free and open highway.
Yes, but we pay a lot of tolls to get there. So.
Yeah, yeah. I had picked my daughter up at O'Hare yesterday, and pay the tolls on the way down. And you shouldn't have to pay tolls going back to Wisconsin. I think that, you know, that at the very least they should, you know, free ride back to Wisconsin. You're leaving for God's sake. Mary Fran, what are you up to these days? What's new?
Well, I'm with the American Library Association.
You are.
My job. Yep. And yeah. We.
What do you do for them?
I work in their publishing department for a magazine publisher.
Oh.
Booklist magazine, which reviews books for libraries to use as kind of an acquisition source selection tool.
Excellent, yeah. Excellent.
And a big exciting thing was that we just ALA just launched a new award.
Huh.
Which is called the Andrew Carnegie Awards for Excellence in Fiction and Nonfiction. It's kind of a big deal. They had a big at our annual conference last week.
Uh-huh.
Our first ones were given out. And
yeah, who won that?
Anne Enright won in fiction for her book The Forgotten Waltz. And for nonfiction, it was Robert Massey's Catherine the Great, Portrait of a Woman.
So, Catherine the Great.
Yes. Well, she was quite a woman.
Was that a big book? I bet it was a big book, Catherine.
It was a big book. It was a big book.
Yeah.
And she was kind of a party girl, so.
Party girl.
Yeah.
A lot of girl weekends for her.
Oh, yeah.
But there were boys, too, with Catherine the Great, from what I hear. There.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And other forms of entertainment, which we don't have to go into.
Exactly.
Okay, Mary, that's great. So you're not working now. You didn't go up to work, did you?
We're chilling now.
You're chilling?
Yes.
You're chilling, and you're going up to Dalton? And.
Yep. Our four boys are up there taking care of themselves right now in the condo. Uh-oh.
Yeah, that doesn't scare you, does it?
Not too much.
No, not at all. How old are they? Are they old enough to
My oldest is almost 17, and my youngest is 4 and a half, so.
Yeah. So the 17-year-old is very responsible.
Okay. We'll run with that. Yeah, he is. He's wonderful.
You're a very trusting parent. I love that.
Well, we wanted to come here. Last time we brought our 4-year-old, so I had to kept chasing him while my husband was sitting up here. So this time we left him home.
Yeah, and what could go wrong on Lake Dalton, really?
Oh, no.
All under control. Do they know when you're coming back so they can get all the...
All right, get all the...
All the bottles
get the
and
girls
the girls out.
Right? Exactly.
Okay. Mary Fran, Sean Thayer plays along with you, and in order to do that, we have to know and when and why and answer the question.
That's true.
Don't we,
Mike? If people want to play the quiz, all they have to do is pick up a telephone and dial 1-800-942-5669. That's 1-800-WA-NO.
Did you know there's a camera on your head, Mike?
Yeah, I know, but my hair is getting in the way, which is good.
Yeah.
Or 1-800-WHACK-NOW.
That's going to affect the picture.
You can answer a qualifying question. It will. Yeah. It's like a forest.
Qualifying question? Oh, I'm glad you said that. Okay.
Do you have a qualified question, Matt?
I don't know if it's qualified, but I have a qualifying question. It's qualified as a question. Hemingway. This is right up there, isn't it? Hemingway's book should have been A Farewell to Endings because he wrote a huge number of endings for A Farewell to Arms. And I want to know, this just came out, this is a book coming out that has all different endings in it.
Mm.
Did you hear about this one?
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. I want to know how many endings actually did he write for Farewell to Arms, Hemingway, and within how many endings?
Let's say 3.
Whoa.
Oh, you
tough. Is that too close?
You tough.
10. Okay, 10.
3 or 10 would be fine.
Let's say 10, yeah.
3 or 10 or whatever, or 13 if you want to add them together. How many endings were written actually for Farewell to Arms? Let's see how close we get. Nancy's on the line from Cave Creek, Arizona. A lot of Arizona calls today.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, Nancy. How are you?
Well, I'm good. I'm glad that all the Midwesterners are learning how to deal with heat.
No, we're not. We're suffering like nobody's business.
Come to Arizona.
Yeah, come to Arizona, right,
yeah,
sure.
Cool,
we want to go into even more heat from after as a relief.
Yeah.
Nancy, Hemingway, Farewell to Arms, wrote
He's great. Yeah, I know this one.
You do?
I do.
How many endings?
47, bingo.
How did you know that, Nancy? How did you know that? Did you just know that, or did you look that up right away, or...?
Seriously, I know that. I love Hemingway.
Oh, you do?
And I'm kind of a bookish person.
Oh, you are. Good, because we got the library person.
Yeah.
Yeah. In a dozen of those endings, by the way, Lieutenant Henry discovers that he's gay.
What?
That was,
really?
Yeah, he threw out those endings. Didn't want to do that one. And then one of them, Catherine has the baby, but it's not his. That was
gotcha.
In 6 of the endings. So.
Let me talk to
Okay, none of that is true, so don't worry about it. And we, Nancy, Mary Fran.
Hi, Nancy.
Nice to meet you.
Hi, Mary Fran. You know what? I love your spirit of competition.
Well, thank you. Yes, well, that goes way back with us.
This is good. Okay.
Oh, you mean with her husband?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
All right, you got to have something to base the relationship on, I think. Nancy, Mary Fran, you are a team, and you're a well-read team, so that could... Probably won't help you, actually.
Yeah.
You work together as a team, and Mike Arnold, what do we got there?
Well, we have categories, and the categories are people, places, things you should have learned in school, had you been paying attention, current events, science, or odds and ends.
Okay. Nancy, let's start with you. What would you like?
Things you should have learned in school.
All righty. Here's something you should have learned in school, but I don't think I ever did. What is a derecho?
I know that.
I got the best partner ever.
You know, you're too smart, Nancy. Are you sure you got the right show?
Well.
All right, what is a derecho?
I have been sitting on my hands for 15 years, Michael. So.
And how does that feel? How does that make you feel, Nancy?
It's a little challenging.
Okay. But what's a derecho, though, is the question?
A derecho is a meteorological, it's like a windstorm that comes along with a thunderstorm. Okay. And there just was a derecho like a week and a half ago, because I didn't know the word until a week and a half ago.
Yeah. You agree with that, Mary Fran?
I'll go with her on that.
Yeah, it's a rapidly moving thunderstorm band, wind-driven, rapidly moving. Yeah, that's what derecho. It moves to the right, because that's what derecho means.
Right.
Moves to the left, it's an ischiarita or something like that.
It's one right, no wrong.
Oh, that's kind of interesting. Okay.
Yeah, the remaining categories are people, places, current events, science, or odds and ends.
Okay. Mary Fran, what do you have?
I'll go with odds and ends, please.
Odds and ends. All right. How long does your vacation last? You got a week, 2 weeks?
Just till tomorrow.
Oh, that's it.
Going back tomorrow.
It's a quickie.
Yeah.
What is the latest to be deep fried at the county fair? Well, this doesn't give you much to work with. Did you say current events?
Sure.
Is that what you want?
No, I wanted odds and ends.
Oh, odds and ends. Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. The name of which American food or entertainment franchise was chosen because it forced people to smile? Is it Fuddruckers, TGIF, or Chuck E. Cheese?
Well, Chuck E. Cheese used to be Showbiz Pizza.
Yeah.
Maybe they changed it for to name it after the mouse. What do you think, Nancy?
Because you say cheese before you smile.
Right.
You have to smile and say cheese. Is that what you're saying? Okay.
Nancy,
weigh in on this.
Well.
Fuddruckers, there's no smiling. I'm sorry.
You know what? A Chuck E. Cheese, and when you smile, you know, when you say, take a picture, and you say cheese. So that kind of makes sense.
So you're saying Chuck E.
We'll go with Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese?
Yep.
Yes, Chuck E. Cheese. That was the whole basis for the name. So you got to smile when you say Chuck E. Cheese. You do. I just makes you smile.
Two right and no wrong. The remaining categories are people, places, current events, and science.
And you know what's brilliant about Chuck E. Cheese? They sell beer to the parents while the kids just go off and do their thing. You're sitting there getting... But to me, that is a brilliant, brilliant move for a franchise. You know,
it
get
is.
The parents plastered and those kids can... Those dumb tickets and those stupid things they win, you know? Who cares? We're plastered. Wonderful thing. Entertainment for the entire family.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. Whose turn is it now? Nancy's?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, want to hear that again?
Want to hear it again?
It was science was in there, right?
Yeah. Yep. You want science?
Yeah.
I'll give
I
you.
I am a total nerd. I'm a nerd.
Oh, you're trying to work your way out of that then?
No,
you're into science. Okay.
Yeah, I'm into science.
Okay. How about worms in space then? How does that rub you?
Worms in space.
Okay.
Is that like pigs in space? I remember that.
No. Doesn't grab me.
Okay, well, it's too bad. That's what it is. For worms going into space, where is this going? B, it is the thrill of a worm time. Or C, makes them actually live longer, if not happier, lives. Worms who have been in space.
I like
say that again. Say that again.
Okay, I'll try. For worms going into space, A... Okay, where is this going? B, it is the thrill of a worm time. Or C, makes them live longer, if not happier lives.
You know what? I would say I think it might affect their longevity.
Oh, okay.
I say C also.
You say C also?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, that's right. It makes them live longer lives. Worms love space. Don't believe me, ask why. Okay, you know, Mike, here we are again. Now, they've won the quiz, really.
Yeah.
They could quit here, couldn't they?
Or they could go on to win the mother load.
Yeah, how would they do that then? And
they would have to get two more right, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that would
you
be can, the
you
way
to sound a little more authoritative, Mike, if you're going to do
this.
If
they could get two more right, they could get the mother load.
Yeah.
Two more.
Oh, two more. Yeah.
All right.
All right.
So, you want to go on and get it, or?
What do you think, Nancy?
You know,
you could cut your losses here.
We're a good partnership.
Yeah, I say we go for it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Another mother load. It's pretty exciting radio, ladies and gentlemen. What categories are left there?
Categories remaining are people, places, and current events.
Okay. So it's over to you, I think, isn't it?
Yeah. I'll go with people, please.
People. These are kind of survey results, usually. Yeah. The percentage of female Facebook posters who put up unflattering pictures of lady friends on purpose.
What?
Yeah, the really goofy one with your tongue hanging out kind of pictures. Is it 25%, 33%, or 51% of female Facebook posters put up unflattering pictures of their lady friends on purpose?
Ooh, I don't know. I'm not confident on this. I'd say go with the middle ground just to be safe. What do you think, Nancy?
You got a Facebook on?
Yeah, I'm thinking. Well, it seems rather catty, so I know it's not the lowest number.
Yeah.
But
no?
It'd be hard to imagine that 51% are so viciously catty.
I don't know. Maybe the lowest number is good, because I don't think all women
okay.
are
okay.
Okay.
Well,
all right.
I'm okay with that.
She's okay with that, though. You really convinced her.
All right. I'll go with A.
So you're saying 25%?
Yes.
These are the ones who admit it anyway. So,
yeah, right.
You know, 25% is right. 25%. Hey. Oh, yeah. Oh, boy, you're creeping up on this one. This is getting close.
Four right, no wrong, one away from the mother load. So
okay.
That's good. And
what's
the remaining
left?
Categories are places and current events.
All right. Nancy?
Ms. Francis, got any opinion?
Either one, I'd say
that's
maybe
current.
Current
that's
events.
So current. Current event.
Let's go current. Okay, let's go current. Mermaids.
Yes, I heard the story this morning.
You got to get your own show, Mary, because you're killing me here. You're killing me in these.
Sorry. It was about people thinking. It was this morning.
Yeah.
It was about this morning's show.
Okay.
Oh, I guess I should let you finish after.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. It makes it easier and all. What about mermaids, Nancy, is the question.
Well, it was that people were really believing it and saying that they were out looking for mermaids.
Yeah.
And they were saying that they were real.
Oh, so your information is that there are mermaids? In, well, let me read the question.
No. Please repeat the question.
Repeat it?
Yeah.
Like you gave me a chance to say it, Nancy. Mermaids, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, are they real or not? They issued a statement on this, on the status of mermaids.
Yeah, they came out and officially said they're a figment of our imagination.
Okay.
I would go with that.
Yeah, not. Okay, you won it all.
Yay.
All right, you deserve it. You guys earned it. You did better than he did, didn't you? That's the main thing. What'd they win?
Well, Mary Fran, when hot weather, sweaty weather strikes, there's nothing more comfortable than a pair of buck-naked ultra-light boxer briefs with wondrous diamond-knit wicking and an antimicrobial treatment to fight odor from the Duluth Trading Company, and then test your powers of deduction with 5-Minute Mysteries, 11 challenging whodunits, and an autographed copy by Jack from mysteriesonthenet.com. Never lose your place at a bar with a bottle charm. Beer makes me a good dancer from Say Cheese Designs. And play What Do You Know, the party game to laugh and learn the painless way, including contestants, enthusiastic audience, and the all-knowing Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com. And Nancy, you'll be celebrating 25 long years and counting of slide-splitting radio comedy with the rare and Worthful pseudo sterling. What?
Does it say long years?
It says long. Yeah, it does say long years.
Take
sorry about that. Okay,
25 short years
and counting
long,
of side-splitting radio comedy with a rare and worthful pseudo-sterling Jubilee anniversary quarter featuring the elegantly bewigged profile of George Michael Feldman and the immortal dictum, E Pluribus Unum. Then fill the cornucopia with a classic pen from the Joseph Huber Brewing Company, a t-shirt from WVTF Public Radio, a Blue Golds frame from UW Eau Claire, the alias man from Walker Books, a tin of indictments from the Unemployed Philosophers Guild, and the CD What Do You Know About Rachmaninoff with Kremlin-approved liner notes by Michael Feldman on Nimbus Records, all stuffed into a handsome tote bag from the Ithaca Festival.
Indictments.
Thank you.
That's what they're called. Indictments. Sorry.
Oh, you won all that, whatever it was. Congratulations. Thank Thanks, Mary Fran. You beat your husband. That's the important thing. Nancy, hang on. Make sure you get that. Thanks for playing, dear.
Thank you so much.
Nice talking to you.